And now this is a dictation. For Peter Lindsay, Lindsay, May 2358, addresses a letter to Kaylin Guidman, GEITMAN 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Peter, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. He has myeloproliferative disorder, polycythemia vera, as well as AFib ablation. Last visit December. Started Tykosyn, T-Y-K-O-S-Y-N, in the hospital, converted to sinus breathing spontaneously. Since then, he's feeling much better, very active, continuous all restriction, no alcohol, smoking or drugs. The prior edema, lower extremities, that was causing significant cellulitis, probably related to NORVAS. This was discontinued and changes resolved. Remains anticoagulated with Eliquis, also beta blockers, on hydroxyurea for the bone marrow problems, cholesterol management, no anti-inflammatory agents, medication list review, as well as review system done. On physical exam, weight 235, blood pressure 129.71. No respiratory distress, there is obesity, lungs are clear, appears regular, no ascites, compressing stockings, edema for the most part resolved. Non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, April creatinine 1.28, which is baseline. Representing a GFR, probably in the upper 50s. Labs review, next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3 or better. With the new calculations of GFR, numbers looks better, but reality is he is at the same level of kidney function. No progression, not symptomatic, no dialysis. Blood pressure appears well controlled, converted to sinus breathing, exposed to Tykosyn and Eliquis. There has been no major anemia or minor that does not require treatment, electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium has been normal, liver function test normal, magnesium normal. Off diuretics, come back in 6 months.